We the permanent residents of Branson Creek, worked diligently to determine why nightly rentals were happening in our community. We proved that nightly rentals were not applied for, and the decision of record issued to the developer did not have nightly rentals in either the Villas or the Bluffs. The county attorney, Frank Cotty, rescinded that. Nightly rentals were not grandfathered in. Rentals are not compatible with our community that has one or two occupants in all the other homes. We have private roads, and we are asked to park in our garage, not in the driveway. P&Z members' denial for the 226 was accurate, not compatible with the neighborhood, and no increased use of our private roads. Please vote to continue this denial. Thank you.
Anyone have any questions for Ms. Murphy? Thank you, Karen. Mm-hmm. Scott, there was an allegation the application wasn't complete, that the submitted materials were inadequate with the application. Is that correct or incorrect?
I'd have to pull a file and just look. Okay. I mean, it was like every other one that had been taken for umpteen years, whether that's right or wrong. But.
Mr. Billingsley, is your property currently taxed as commercial or residential?
It's just gone up. And I have a problem with that. If I'm going to be denied, then I'm going to have to change it because right now I'm commercial.
You are paying taxes?
We had to submit, didn't we?
Yes.
We had to submit.
He is charged commercial. We submitted to the treasurer's office, the assessor's office, that we rented it for 115 days last year. And so they will charge us commercial rate for 115 days and residential rate for the rest of the
Thank you. Yeah. Does anyone else have any other questions for the applicant? Give us just a few minutes.
Thank you.
Do we have a motion to approve the application?
I would like to make it a motion to approve this application, with the exception of paragraph 6.1.3, in lieu of the Planning Commission add that section into the requirements, which describes the buffering. That's
it. Does that make sense to you, Scott?
That would be added to the decision of record?
Yes.
Correct.
Let me pull it up here. So that would be part of the staff recommendations, part of the decision of record, that the buffering.
Yes.
Have to meet that buffering.
Do we have a second with that?
6.1.3.
Exception?
I will second it with that exception included.
Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any nays?
Opposed. Nay.
Okay, Howard Kitchen opposes. But it does pass with a quorum. What I shared earlier is if you have complaints, there is a provision in the planning and zoning regarding noise and things like that. Take those complaints to planning and zoning, to Scott's office, and there is that special use permit can be revoked if there's complaints and it's found out that there's a problem there.
But we can't take care of HOA complaints.
We can't take care of HOA. Code
violation.
Only code correct. Violations, correct.
Yeah, code violations.
Any question?
I have a question.
Yes.
If I understood what was just done, basically I was denied.
No.
Because there is not a 25-foot buffer.
No. Here's, for clarity, we're approving your appeal with the addition to the staff recommendations that you must add a buffer to create the buffering on each side of the property for the hot tub.
Okay.
And down the side.
Well, the neighbors actually put in trees on the one side. So
as long as it has to meet those requirements is what I'm trying to say.
And if you read the paragraph, there...
It says in here that the Planning Commission will establish any required buffers that are wider than a minimum of 25 feet. But in lieu of the 25 feet, you can put up a privacy fence, wall, landscape berm, or screening device found to be approved by Planning Commission. And you can read the whole paragraph in there, but that kind of sums it up for you.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Does that answer your question?
Yes.
Mr. Goolingsley, you're done.
6.1.3, correct?
Yes.
About
halfway down.
Yeah, right here. Privacy fence, wall, landscape, earthen berm, or other, we're right here, or other screening device found to be appropriate by the Planning Commission may be utilized in lieu of the 25-foot wide landscape buffer.
Isn't that landscape buffer already there? I don't
understand. We would just have to look at it and measure it if it's 25. I have not
between
done
your,
that.
Not between your houses.
25 foot's not, but you're saying landscape buffer being shrubbery, bushes, mm-hmm. or whatever
yeah,
is already
cliff.
There.
Yeah, well, there's a cliff on one side, so it's 10
right.
foot, yeah. And the other side, can you show the picture of the actual house? And the other side,
well,
here
that's our decision. You'll just
okay.
need to comply
yeah,
with
yeah,
it.
We'll
and
have to.
You may already comply with it. You may not, but
okay.
that's what you'll need to do.
Sure. Thank
okay.
you.
I know the buffering has been a big issue, and we had a closed session this evening, and we met with the county attorney to get opinions on a lot of the issues that have been brought up, and we're using those opinions as the basis for our decisions tonight. So,
okay.
Mr. Gillins, are you done? The next case is number 17-05A, the permanent residence of Branson Creek.
Case number 1705A, of course it's 112 North Tuscany Drive. And I believe that Karen Murphy is the representative for this one tonight. Is that correct, Karen? Okay. This one is actually a villa. That's pretty busy. I think everybody's pretty familiar with which one. Here we have our definition of the maximum occupancy and then the definition of a nightly rental. This is an 1,891 square foot single family residence in the Villas of Fieldstone at Branson Creek Development. total four parking spaces if it was a three-bedroom, and the bedrooms are the maximum occupancy. This one was approved, and these were the staff recommendations. They're pretty much all the same, compliance with the guidance code, your compliance letter from Westonpania County Fire, a valid Missouri Department of Revenue sales tax license, no outside storage of equipment or solid waste. It's subject to existing easements. This one actually, in the original, had a residence shall accommodate or sleep no more than 8 persons per night. The total occupancy may be further limited from the Westonpania County Fire Protection District. The 112 North Tuscany is approved as special use, can't be transferred, and of course your decision of record filing within 120 days. The decision of record was changed on March 31st to reflect, instead of the maximum occupancy of 8, it was left to the planning commission or planning office staff to determine the maximum occupancy that met the definition of 2 persons per dwelling unit and 2 persons per bedroom. So those were physically checked by the planning. The applicant had submitted these reasons for the appeal of the approval. 4 factors: 1, nuisance; 2, was not compatible within the residential neighborhood; 3, would be buffer; 4, villas are a 2-bedroom, not a 3. And then we listed the numbers that had been approved and denied. And then here's the picture of the actual villa. The yellow ones are the approved ones, and the red ones were the denied. If you were to approve the appeal to revoke the permit, the staff recommendations would be: 1, approval of an appeal to reverse the approval and nullify the original decision of record for the Division 3 Special Use Permit 1643 recorded at the Taney County Recorders of Deeds Office March 31st, 2017. And 2, would be compliance with all of the other provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. And 3, the decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorders of Deeds Office within 120 days where the approval shall expire. That's if a motion to approve the appeal to revoke the permit is done. As it stands now, it's an approved nightly rental.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. We've got 2 that are pretty close. I think I visited with one of the speakers that said, and I told her we'd give you a little extra time if you just want to all speak on the first one rather than speak again on the second one with the exact same thing. That's your call. But Sandra, you're up first.